Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
It's time once again for Personal Thoughts with Christopher Walken.
So, they capped the oil spill. Finally. I think it was like, 4 years ago that this thing started? How fucking long does it take to cover up a goddamn oil well or whatever the fuck it is? You know, if you think back when Saddam Hussein, he blew up all them goddamn wells during Vietnam or whatever, how long did it take him to cap that shit? Bunch of fucking dumb shits over there at that BIP. Is that what it's called? BIP? BIP. Bunch of fucking jackasses over there. Can't even fucking cap a goddamn well. I mean, I don't know about you. You ever take a bath, okay? And then the plug comes out? You put the fucking plug back in, you know? It stops the water from... Well, I guess... Wait a minute. Was the oil coming out and the water was, like, going down the drain? How does that work? Where does the water go? How does the water stay in the ocean? Does it drain? Does Jeebus come out of the sky and pull the plug? Is that how the dinosaurs died? I'm confused. Anyways, I'm looking at the fucking news and I'm flipping through the pages and shit on the intranet. You know, with the Cyberdyne Model T2 series. Pretty sure Skynet is running all that shit. Eventually, you motherfuckers are gonna wake up and the internet is gonna be stabbing you in the neck while you sleep. Well, I guess you wouldn't be asleep anymore because you woke up. Hey, you follow my rationale. But anyways, I'm on the fucking intranets, the Skynet, and there's all these fucking clay birds and shit, and I'm just like, oh, this shit again. Fucking arts and crafts time on the Yahoo pages. Who gives a fuck? Fuck you, Yahoo. Why does Yahoo always advertise this bullshit that nobody gives a fuck about? Fucking stupid shit like Clay Birds and Clay Aiken and Andrew Dice Clay. You know, just a bunch of shit that nobody really gives a fuck about, you know? So anyways, I'm looking at him like, oh, look at this stupid clay pigeon, whatever the bullshit thing is there. And then I click on it, and it's a bunch of birds coated in oil. And I just about shit my pants right there while I was sitting there. I mean, I looked into that seagull's eyes, and I teared up. I mean, I thought about all the little seagull little guys that have thrown French fries to throughout the years, and, you know, tried to shoot and feed Alka-Seltzer to and shit, you know? Just, I mean, they're kind of like the retards of the bird kingdom, you know? You know, they're not too bright. They'll fly right up to you, and they give you that little side squint eye. You could throw a battery at the fucker. He'd try and eat it. I remember one time I threw a penny at it, and the motherfucker ate the fucking thing. Birds are stupid. Then he just flew off, you know, with the, you know, he took my fucking penny. Penny, you know, if you get enough pennies together, you make a roll, they'll give you actual money for them. But anyways, BIP, go fuck yourself, alright? You're murdering the retards of the fucking animal kingdom. I know it's not cool to make fun of the retarded, you know, when they're humans, but if they're retarded little birds, isn't it okay? Is it PG-13 to you know, make fun of a little retarded seagull eating your pennies? I wonder if they'll eat cigarette butts, you know? Maybe we could just hire the seagull, the bird kingdom, to become like trash men. And they just fly around, they eat all of the shit, and then they go crap it out into the ocean, and then the oil kills them, and then we just kind of forget about them, you know? I bet them fish soaking in all that oil, you know? I bet you they're fucking delicious. You ever had one of them fried fish? Deep fried in the batter? I wouldn't eat a bird, but I'd eat a fish.